All right, hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready to dig in.
Okay, cool. So today we're looking at some excerpts from a PDF document.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so the title is pretty impactful right off the bat. It's called Treasure the Word of God D and Be Blessed.
Wow. Okay, so right away we're seeing this the strong emphasis on the importance of scripture.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like they're connecting it to this idea of receiving blessings. Like if you
Yeah.
engage with this text, good things will follow, kind of a thing.
Right, and that connection is really explicit in the title. It's not subtle at all.
No, not at all. So I guess that leads to the question, like, what kind of blessings are we even talking about here?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, when you think of blessings, you might think of like material wealth or success,
Yeah,
right?
but hitting the lottery or something.
Exactly. But the document seems to be pointing towards something deeper. It talks about inner peace, spiritual guidance, and, developing a closer relationship with the divine.
Okay, so it's more about personal growth and transformation then.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. It's about finding strength in tough times, making good choices, that kind of thing.
And that kind of ties into that word treasure from the title,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. It's not just about reading the words on the page, it's about internalizing them, letting them shape your life.
Yeah, you wouldn't call a book a treasure if you just like skimmed it once and all
Right.
that.
It has to have a real impact on you.
It's like with those self-help books that are so popular these days. People are looking for wisdom they can actually apply to their lives, not just interesting ideas.
Yeah, exactly. It's about taking those teachings and making them an active force in your life.
And speaking of emphasis, one thing that really stands out in this document is how they write Gugoti.
Oh, yeah, with all caps.
Yeah, exactly. It's like they're really trying to make it clear this is something special, something sacred.
And that's actually a common thing in a lot of different religious traditions, this idea of placing a lot of importance on the name of the divine.
Really?
Yeah, it's like they believe that the words themselves hold power. And you see this across different faiths. It's not just limited to one particular group.
I wonder if that affects how people read the text. Like if seeing God D written that way makes them feel a certain way.
That's a really interesting question. It definitely contributes to the tone and the overall message of the document. I think it encourages the reader to approach it with a certain level of respect and, maybe even a sense of awe.
It's like they're saying, pay attention, this is important stuff.
Exactly.
And it's not just about faith either, right? It's about using these teachings to become a better person.
Oh, absolutely. They're saying that real understanding comes from putting these ideas into practice in your daily life.
So it's not just about believing, it's about living it.
Yeah, that's a good way to summarize it.
So I guess the big takeaway here is that engaging with these texts can have a huge impact on your life. It can help you grow spiritually, become more fulfilled, and maybe even become a better person overall.
Yeah, beautifully put. And it makes you wonder, how other belief systems approach their own sacred texts. Do they emphasize this idea of personal transformation, or are there different perspectives out there?
That's a great question. I guess that's something for our listeners to ponder. Thanks for joining us on another deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you next time.